Another important aspect of treatment aspect of the melanoma is to look for the metastasis, for which we are going to do full body PET scan, chest X-ray, abdominal ultrasound, and MRI of the CNS. Lactate dehydrogenase levels also helps us to detect the metastasis. The treatment of choice for cutaneous melanoma is always surgery, and depending upon the stage, chemotherapeutic agents such as those which target NRAS overactivity are used. BRAF inhibitors are not indicated over here because the BRAF mosaicism leading to multiple congenital melanocytic nevi have not been described. It is mainly the NRAS mutation which leads to congenital melanocytic nevi or the increased chances to conversion to melanoma. Besides this, if there are multiple congenital melanocytic nevus, there is no data suggesting that early removal will reduce the risk of the malignancy in them, because once they are removed, they may return. The hair over the congenital melanocytic nevus should be removed for the cosmetic reasons. Hair removal creams and waxing are usually too harsh to remove the hair, and that is why we have to use other methods like the like lasers or dermabrasion or curettage. Superficial removal is not an appropriate one, as many congenital melanocytic nevus lighten spontaneously over the time, so we can observe them. Superficial removal can also leave scarring, so that is why we should wait for them to lighten up. Or those which are at the site which are of cosmetic aesthetic concern, such as those present on the face, in them we can go for serial excision, which gives a good results, but it will definitely leave a scar.